Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to bring back my regular guest, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She's on the show every 3 months or 2 months, I'm not sure which. She's an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past from past lives so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives in their present lives. Her books, Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head, assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and I will spell that to you, so get your pens handy. I'll give you just a few seconds. Mary Lou is spelled M-A-R-I-L-O-U McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And so let me welcome her. Dr. McIntyre, how are you tonight?
I'm just fine, David. It's so good to talk to you again. And we talk every other month.
Okay.
Let's get that straight. And also, while I'm on it, I would like to mention the site where the people sign in, you know, to see who's talking. You have under my picture, you have a thing that says, go to with an arrow for a reading, and you have somebody else listed here. So I thought maybe I should mention that to you because it's just, you know, one of those things. But if you could check that out and get rid of this other person on the site. Just the site is what I'm talking about. And, get that straightened out. But, you know, everything is so chaotic now, David. I just can't keep up with everything. How about you?
Well, you know, I can relate to that. I think it's a symptom of the times that we live in. And, of course, whatever energy is bouncing off the universe from people who seem to be experiencing a lot of fear, it really affects us all, and we need to shield ourselves against that. And of course, one of the things that you do is to help people overcome their fears, especially irrational fears. And let me put it out there to the callers on the line, that's Dr. McIntyre's specialty. So when I call you on the line, try to think in terms of something that doesn't make any sense to you in this life that you'd like to get rid of, because that will help her take you to the lifetime where you can mend that. But yeah, I just think about, as an example, what's going on in politics in this country now, and it's absolutely bizarre. Talk about chaos.
Politics in this country now, and it's absolutely bizarre. Talk about chaos.
Do I still have you, Mary Lou?
Yes, I'm here. My computer is just going crazy.
Huh?
Because you started talking. I had your site up,
and
I could hear you, and that's the first time that has ever happened.
I heard that too. Well,
and it took me a while to figure out how to get rid of it. Excuse me, but you know, it was confusing.
Well, you know, it's confusing to me when you were talking about somebody else being under your name. I went look at the page, and it's not there. So I don't know what that's about.
Well, I know. I went back, and it isn't there. That's what I say. My computer is just taking over or something. I don't know what's happening. This is too weird.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, really.
But anyhow, we are going to go into readings, but tonight we're going to also be talking about how to eliminate stress, because these are stressful times we live in. You know, the more sophisticated we become, the more complicated our lives tend to get. And in order to be at peace and find serenity, we really need to keep things simple. Don't you agree?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. Stay in control.
Well, I think that's really an important concept, because a lot of people feel out of control or think that the C word is a dirty word, that they have no idea that they can take charge of their lives, and that they feel manipulated, people, places, and things, and that they're powerless over that. And that's not true.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk more about that later. Let's take a couple callers, and then we'll talk some more about how to deal with stress. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. I do know the identity of the first caller, number two and after. I'm going to be referring to you by your area code and the first three digits of your phone number. But I'm bringing on Diana. And Diana also guests on the show and does angel readings. And Diana, you're live on the air with Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. You know, you sound
familiar.
You sound like somebody I know very well. Is the veil just getting so thin that we're now connecting?
There you go. That's right. That's possible.
That could be, because you even sound like, wow, that might have been my sister or something. So familiar.
Well,
I could probably just get right into it, and maybe so that way we could go into our talking. The weirdest thing that happened to me this year is because of cleaning up after people that I didn't know what was going on. I got, it's not easy to say, worms and scabies stuck to my skin. And it's just been like hell getting rid of these things. And I don't say the word hell. I do not say the word hell. But it's just, and I didn't know it had anything to do with worms either. I had learned so much. I'm going to write a book.
Wait. Can you talk a little slower? Because I'm having trouble keeping up. What's happening?
It's just more that I've got these things stuck to my skin and having to use poison to get them off, worm-type things and scabies. And they've made holes on me. It's nasty. And I've done everything positive. I'm a very, very positive person. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm healed. And I believe in instant healing. So that's a little bit aggravating, that because I have full belief in instant healing that it hadn't happened.
Well, I have a question for you, Diana. What can Dr. McIntyre help you with tonight?
Oh, well, maybe she could connect to a past life, and maybe I'll get a hint of what to get rid of. Now, I found out a place that
you mean
I was cleaning.
What? You mean a hint as to why you're having infestation now?
Why is it still hooked to me? Because I've already been through treatments after treatments and positive thinking and stuff.
Well, wait a minute. wait a minute. What kind of treatments are you talking about?
Oh, what modern medicine does to kill them so they can get off of you. Most,
say that again.
The pulses, what modern medicine gives me plus the pulses that I know. I've done both.
She's saying, I think your transmission's not so good, Diana, but let me try to clear it up for Dr. McIntyre. She has availed herself of what modern medicine can provide to help with this condition, and she's used poultices too, but to no avail.
Diana, this is something that is way beyond the realm of my ability. I mean, this is something that's going on right now. And if there are things that are being attracted to you because of where you are, I would get away from where you are. That, I mean, that's just off the top of my head. That has nothing to do with, you know, past
lives.
I can't imagine anything causing you to be inundated by bugs. I mean, my goodness.
I mean,
terrible.
That's 1800 or 1600 thing, right? They used to wear wigs, remember? So, no, it is better, David. It's not like to know a bell. But I didn't know these things were worms. You know, I'm like, so. And
let's try something different.
People died in their house. I clean homes, dirty.
Let's try something different, Diana, to see if Dr. McIntyre can get in touch with a past life.
Okay.
Do you have any phobias or irrational fears that she could help you with?
No. See, I don't fear, you know, because I died young.
Okay.
So I'm not afraid to die.
Wait.
I'm not
have fears because why? Oh, gosh.
I died I'm not
you
afraid
what?
To die.
Okay.
That's not what he asked you, though.
But that's what all the fears come from that people have, is they're either afraid to love or afraid to die, one or the other. That's how I see it.
Okay, so you have no fear of anything and no irrational behaviors.
I just don't think. I'm sure I could be afraid of something if I wanted to look through some negative things, but I don't do negative. I do positive things. I get up and over as high as I can get above, like 500 or above, above love if possible.
Well, then I would say get away from the area that you're in that is attracting those worms to you. Because there are not worms all over the world, I've got to tell you. I live in an area where there are no worms crawling on anybody.
Well, in Florida, they're living in attics. I did a lot of research. Since this happened, I did a lot.
Living in an attic?
Living in attics.
Are you
That's
living in an attic?
No. But when they go up and spray the attic, they send them into the house. That's what happened to this one. Now, this is not the first one. See, that's why I'm telling you. I've cleaned up homes where people were found dead in their house and never got nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Diana.
Get out of that house.
Yeah, I think we'd better keep. Let's keep the show on track. And take callers.
That was the most negative thing I've ever said, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're a very positive person. But what I'm saying is I think we'd better keep the show on track and maybe take some other calls from people who have something that's causing them fears in this life so that they can get a past life reading from Dr. McIntyre.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay.
Diana.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care, hon.
I will.
God bless. Yep, keep being a light worker. We need you.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, folks, let me clarify this. In order for Dr. McIntyre to go to the Akashic Records to find a lifetime that can provide healing for you now. You need to let her know any irrational behaviors you have or any fears that you have, phobias. That way she can pinpoint the life she needs to go to in order to help you find healing at present. So I'm going to go to area code 313-404. And you're live. What is your name, please?
Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good today. Good. It's
good.
Awesome.
Well, say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Mac. McIntyre. Hello. Hello?
Hello, Dwight.
Hi. Good to speak to y'all again.
What?
I said it's good to speak to you two guys again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell
me what...
Let's just...
Okay.
Oh, God. Let's try not to talk together, okay?
All right.
Okay. Please tell me what your situation is that you need help with.
Okay, heights. You already told me about the dark. Well, I'm afraid of the dark. There might be more to that, but I'm interested in knowing what's going on. You know, I have a fear of heights. I got over it, but I'm still would like to know where that came from.
Well, do you want to know about the fear of darkness or the fear of heights? They're two different things.
Right.
He said
right.
Fear of heights.
Yeah.
Fear of heights?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you said you were over that.
Well, I have gotten over it, but I mean, it still kind of lingers, and, you know, I would still like to know where it came from, because it was very interesting. I couldn't even walk up the stairs, two roller coasters before.
What about walking upstairs?
I said it was really intense when I was younger. I couldn't even walk up the stairs to a roller coaster, you know, two roller coasters.
Oh, okay,
so,
but
you know,
it's not like that. It's not like that now.
Not as much, he said, Dr. McIntyre.
He says it still lingers, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yes, I would like to get over it completely.
Let's take a real deep breath and fill yourself with light, David. And I see you working on the pyramids. You were a foreman and you had a lot of slaves under your jurisdiction, and you were what they call a slave driver. You really were. You made them really hop to and keep going. And you weren't very well liked because of that, but you didn't care because you had a job to do, and, you know, they were getting it done, and that's what their purpose was. And I guess it got really bad, and a few of them got together and decided they were sick and tired of it, and they were going to get rid of you. And they did. They pushed you off of a
It was like a, it was kind of like a plank for, you know, as part of the construction that was going on. And they just bumped into you, you know, and they said, oops, and over you went. And you broke your neck, and that was it. And so that's why you're afraid of heights, because you're afraid you're going to get bumped and you know, because as you were passing out of the body, you thought, oh, I'm never going to put myself in that position again. And so that's why. But, you know, you're not going to be in a pyramid situation again. And if you're just careful where you are and what you're doing, you know, and hopefully there's nobody that would like to push you off a pyramid or push you down the stairs or anything like that. So, you know, you're safe and sound in this lifetime. Okay?
Cool. That's comfortable to know. wow.
Yeah. Were you able to feel any of that as I was telling you? Because all I can do, you see, is open the door for you to that lifetime. And you have to, you know, make sure you realize it has nothing to do with this lifetime and should not affect you in any way. It's just something that was carried forward in your subconscious. Has nothing to do with here and now. Just start thinking and functioning through your heart, and you'll be okay.
Cool, yeah.
Okay.
It helps a lot. It really helps a lot.
Good.
Because, you know, I haven't died. The slaves haven't died. We all moved on and forward into better things. So.
Well,
and
thank you for calling,
Dwight.
I connect
a lot of stuff what you had told me. Thanks.
I'm glad that helped you.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller, but thank you and God bless. All right?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, our next caller is from area code 818, and the first three digits of the number are the same. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Danielle, and I'm calling from California. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Danielle. Let me just tell you, your voice is not coming through very well. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I am. I'm driving. I apologize. Is that any better?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to work with it. And Dr. McIntyre, if you can't make out what she's saying, I will let you know, okay?
Okay, thank
you. Go ahead, Danielle.
Thank you, Dr. McIntyre. Yes, well, I've had this fear of driving under overpasses for quite a few years, and it just gives me really severe anxiety. You know, when you're driving on the street, how you'll come up to a stoplight and you're stuck under the overpass. And I would really like to know what that stems from. It's quite bothersome. And even to the point where I won't drive up close to the car in front of me in case I have to take off really quickly if it's going to collapse or something.
Okay, I have one thing I want to ask you. Is it possible for you to pull off of the road while we're talking?
Yes, I sure can.
This might have, you know, a profound effect on you, and you're driving. So, you know, that's not good.
Okay, I'm about to pull over now. I'm coming up on an exit.
Okay. Take your time.
Thank you so much. Give me just a moment. I'm almost to this exit.
Okay.
It's rush hour traffic.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, it's good then. Okay, now just take a deep breath and fill yourself with light as... Oh, you've had many lifetimes. And
going. I'm seeing so many areas around the world that haven't focused on one yet. Let me see if I can get them to. So I have little guides that show me your book, and they're going through the pages trying to find the best the thing is, you have been carrying this in your subconscious. Excuse me. For decades. And it goes back to a lifetime that oh my goodness, really affecting me. That was almost what we call prehistoric. It was like you were a caveman. Okay, can you hold on for just a second? I want to try a picture. Golly, this doesn't happen too often, but so there you were living in caves, and it was just about the time evolution was, you were being helped by aliens. You had been in contact, or aliens had been in contact with you.
Okay.
And given you some, like seeds or something, to help accelerate the food process, so that you and your group, you had a little colony, and the only thing you had to eat were leaves and plants. And whatever you could kill.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's the dust. Terrible dust. That's what's getting to me. Terrible dust.
Okay.
And, wow. Okay. And you were kind of like the tribe leader, and you were helping everybody do everything that was needed for survival, and you were trying to find a safer place for everybody to live, and so you would take a few men periodically and go venture, out into the hills and check out the caves and the openings.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened one day was you got into a cave and it opened up. It was beautiful and there was a lake in it and you thought, oh, how wonderful. And you walked very deep into that cave and what happened was it collapsed on you.
Oh, boy.
It was like an archway. And it didn't look ominous or dangerous or anything like that. But because the noise that you guys made, because there were, three or four of you, and here was a, perfect setting that had heard no music or no words or nothing. The vibration, it was a weird thing. It was really weird, but it wiped out all of you. And that was the end of that exposition. And it was also the a bad thing for, the group of people that you led.
Right.
But that's what, and when you felt responsible, when you were passing, you felt responsible for the men that were with you because you realized that they were caught under the rubble just as you were.
Mm-hmm.
And there was absolutely nothing you could do. And you just passed out of your body and, you know, moved on, of course. But when you have maintained that ability to be a good organizer and leader, but you have also maintained that terrible fear of being collapsed on.
That's the thing.
And it's not going to happen, darling. Well, you know, I can't say it's never going to happen because every now and then we do have a bridge that collapses. But, you know, the probability of that is pretty remote.
Yeah.
And you're not living in a primitive time.
Yeah. That's why I could never grasp the concept of why it was so bothersome to me, because like you said, I know that the bridges aren't going to just collapse out of the blue on a regular basis. And so for my fear to be up under one every single time, it just really was bothersome. And what you said...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, and what you said about the connection with the aliens as well, maybe that's, I have such a fascination with aliens, and maybe that's where it stems from then.
Well, what stems from? Not the fear.
No, fascination. My fascination.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you many, many lifetimes. You'll see them again.
That's amazing.
Well, Danielle, it sounds like that reading was very helpful to you, and I thank you for calling in, and thank you for pulling over, because we do want you to be safe.
Yes, thank you so much, and I love the show. Thank you guys very, very much.
I appreciate that a lot. Tell your friends about it, please.
I sure will.
Okay, Danielle.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too.
Namaste.
Safe to you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a very interesting reading, and it sounds like Danielle's had a lot of lifetimes, as have many of the people that we talked to. Our next caller, it's a familiar phone number, but I apologize. I can't match it up with the person, but it's area code 917, and I'm trying to bring you live. Hang on. There you are. What's your name, please?
Hi. My name is Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. How are you, honey?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
Well, I'm not sure, like, if you can, does it have to be a specific theme, or can it be a general past life?
No, she really needs to know something that's been troubling you, like some irrational fear or irrational behavior, in order to pinpoint the lifetime for you.
Yeah, sure.
She doesn't have time to do a general reading, honey.
So for me, the thing is, like, memorizing. I have an exam coming up. And I am just like, I have to memorize a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of resistance towards it. And I'm trying to calm myself with it and stuff and not go into anxiety around it. But I'm having those kinds of challenges with the exam, and it's been challenging.
Mm.
So that is my where I'm coming from today.
Okay. Is that something you can work with, Dr. McIntyre?
Well, I'm not sure specifically what your concern is. We also have exams that have to be taken. But do you have a history of not being able to remember things, or what?
No, usually I can remember things, like in day-to-day things. It's like my memory is really strong. Well, like when it comes to exams and stuff, I don't want to do it.
Do you consider it to be an overwhelming anxiety, darling?
Probably. Yeah, I think that stops stops a lot of the circuit from just working fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you don't want to do it?
I don't want to memorize it. I think it's really painful to memorize it all. And I don't want to do it, but then I suffer the consequences of not passing. So I have to do it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, you have chosen to be in that position where you have to take tests, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have to.
That's
one,
right.
One at
I
a time.
Visit myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you have to adjust yourself and your consciousness and your direction.
Yeah.
To the need to sit down and memorize, because that's the position that you have put yourself into. And
yeah, I know. And I'm keep putting myself in the same position, too.
Hey, wait a minute.
Too.
Please let me. Okay, please let me talk now, okay? So I'm I'm being taken back to a time in early Rome where you're a young boy from a wealthy family, and you're being trained or tutored, I guess, to take over a huge wealthy estate. Because your father has fallen ill, and you have to learn how to not only, you know, do the books, but do the business. It's an industrial business. It's really big, and a lot of people depend on it. And you're a playboy. You don't want to horse around figuring out how to do economics and keep books, and there's other people that should be able to do that. But that isn't true, because as head of the family, you have to know how to do it so you can make sure that it's done right and that the family wealth is protected and survived. And they try to convince you of that. That you have to settle down now, you know. You have to grow up and be a man and get ready to take over the family industry. And, you really don't want to at all. So, and you don't. You sneak out at night rather than, you know, the study time that's allotted to you. You just... you sneak out, or you sneak friends in and party. And sure enough, your father does pass. Of course, your mother doesn't know anything. She, you know, she's a woman, and back in those days, all they knew how to do was to cook and sew and various other female things. So anyhow, really turned everything upside down, because then there you were. Were you ready to take over the family business? Absolutely not. And neither was anybody else, because you were the one that was supposed to learn how to do that. And you didn't, because you didn't want to. And you can see the, you know, what resulted. I'm sure you can feel it. And the family, you know, the industry, the business started collapsing.
Yeah.
And you didn't, strange thing is you didn't really care, because I don't think you completely understood who you were or what you were or what life was all about. You know, you were just like hickety pickety. I mean, that's the word. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Oh.
But
wow.
So that's what, because of course the family did collapse, and the town even collapsed. I mean,
okay.
It became a ghost town because everything just went bad.
Wow.
Now, so that's what you've been carrying in your subconscious, that attitude, that idea that, oh, well, it doesn't really matter, I'm not going to worry about it type thing. And you know, I can tell by your response here that just isn't true. There are times when you just have to buckle down, and especially when you put yourself in a position, you weren't put there as you were in that other lifetime. You chose, you know, to be where you are. So just, you know, pick up the books and do the thing, and you'll get through it, and then you'll have the reward, the fulfillment of doing the job right.
And
you'll release all that guilt that you've been carrying. That's what it is, you see. There's no reason to carry that guilt anymore because you're over it. It's done. There's nothing you can do about it except excel in this lifetime. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, Anna. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a good night. Okay, our next caller is also from a familiar area code. I don't know your name. I trust I will. It's area code 941. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Athena Starr. How are you?
No wonder why it's familiar. I'm fine, Athena. How are you?
Good. I haven't talked to you in a while. I just felt prompted to call in tonight and say hello. And
good. Well, would you like to have a reading, darling?
Sure, I don't have one very often. I'm sorry, I tuned in late. What is?
Well, Dr. McIntyre works with people that have phobias, irrational behaviors. If there's something that's troubling you in this lifetime, maybe she can help you by going to the Akashic Records.
Sure, yes, I do that for other people, so I would love to have that. Maybe I have a question for you. Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, it's good to talk to you.
Yes, likewise. Let's see. Well, my eyesight's always, I've done some past, work in that area. I was born in this lifetime with a retinal disease. I came into this life with it, and I see on other levels. But on the earth plane, it's a disease that get older, it progresses. So why don't we maybe focus on that? It's a degeneration of the retina, and but they're close to the solution now. So I would like if you could maybe help me with that. That would be wonderful.
Help you with what? The solution?
No, not the solution, but if you could tune into the past, maybe what you get in the past, that's
you mean
maybe there's another
level.
Born? I was
why
born
you
with,
were born with that condition? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, that would be great. Okay.
Okay, say it again. Retina what?
It's retinitis pigmentosa. It's a degeneration of the retina.
Oh, my. Yeah. And you were born with that condition as a child, really?
Yes, ma'am. Most people, they get that as they get older. There's about 10 million in the United States alone that have that different forms of it. But mine is.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Fine.
That's it.
I want to. Oh, you have done a lot of spiritual work, haven't you?
Yes.
And I see you as a gypsy in, I don't know, about the the late 16th century. Mm-hmm. And you were a lovely lady. You were female, and you belonged to a very large family. You were mostly, you know, related to everybody, but there were some that through marriage or, you know, that type of thing, became a part of the group. And but you didn't do a lot of roving and roaming around, and you didn't do, your group wasn't involved in you know, illegal or criminal activities in any way. So you were very safe, and you lived in a I see like a wooded area. It was just perfect for the type of personality and you know, psychology that you all had. Most of the group was very, very psychic and very in tune and in touch with nature, with trees, with plants, and very harmonious with the planet, you know, with Earth and with
yeah.
each other. And you were like the head seer. They don't know how else to explain it. You had a very fancy name, but you were basically the head seer of the group. And, you got like warnings or feelings that there was going to be an earthquake that was going to affect your area. And you didn't want to think about that. I mean, that would, you know, that could just destroy your home and your happiness and everything. So you didn't say anything about it. And the signs kept getting stronger and stronger, and the messages to you kept getting more dominant. You know, say something, prepare. You know, don't just sit there. You got to do something. You wouldn't. You just, I can see you almost like shaking in fear. But you just couldn't tell the group that they were in imminent danger and they should prepare stock or, you know, food and, you know, safety items and be prepared to run like heck or climb trees or, you know, you couldn't tell exactly how the danger was going to happen, but at least, you know, to be prepared for something dangerous. And you didn't tell them. And you didn't tell them. And you didn't tell them. And it happened. And it was like, and I suspect, you know, we don't really understand a lot of these things that happen on the planet and happen between the planet and humanity. But this quake, I mean, it opened the ground almost exactly in the center of where you were living. And I think there was some kind of a, like, there, see, we told you. You know, kind of thing, for mm-hmm. the fact that it happened almost where you were sitting. You know, it was just too strange to be an accident, a total accident, and everything is guided anyhow. You know, to be able to achieve, preferably something good, but so in that case, a lot of people. A lot of people were killed because the earth, I mean, it really opened up. I see big jagged, you know, not as big as the Grand Canyon or anything like that, but very, very big. And you did not, you were not killed. You did not die in the accident, but it affected you so strongly that, you know, you really, you did get the shakes, the physical shakes. They're not putting a title to it or anything. They're just saying you just went into total fear. What have I done? What have I caused? Who have I killed? You know, that kind of thing. And you actually passed within about 6 weeks. So it wasn't very long. And it was almost like, you know, you just shook yourself to death and you didn't eat. And the few people that were left were, you know, trying to care for you, but they had to care, you know, for others too. And so upon your passing, you were just, you see, totally devastated that here you saw what was going to happen and you could have helped, you know, prevent the devastation that happened by warning the people. And by moving your location, perhaps, or something, you could have done something, and you didn't. And that's the karma that's being paid back in this lifetime. Are you there?
Part of, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, part. That's yeah. Part of it. I've also had my eyes gouged out in a few lifetimes, too, so that didn't help. But we've all done that. So anyway, a lot of it is being transcended now, and they have the solution for a gene therapy for reversing it, and that's a good for what I have.
You have to do? You have to forgive yourself and start really loving yourself. And what's being created or invented or discovered then can heal the situation. You can, you know, you should be able to get rid of this karma, but you have to forgive yourself and you have to love yourself, okay? That's their advice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Athena, and I'd like to call you tonight to discuss your schedule. So when the show is over, will it be okay for me to call you?
Sure, that'd be fine. Okay.
Okay, probably in about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay, very good.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye. God bless. Well, that was a very interesting reading, Dr. McIntyre.
Yeah.
Very metaphorical. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have two more callers on the line. Do you have time to take? Do you have time to take them?
Yes, I do. And I would also like to say for those that are listening, listening in, if there is anybody listening in or. LinkedIn, able to have LinkedIn, that if anybody wants a full past life reading, I am available to give those readings via the telephone, and you can make an appointment by going to my website. I think David might have mentioned it, at MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and there is a page where you can set an appointment time, you know, make a contact with me. And I would, between now and Oh, I was going to say the end of the month, but my gosh, this is the end of the month.
Yes, it is.
Excuse my goodness. And I'm not going to be available next month to give any readings. But we can, you know, wind up the end of the year. If anybody wants a reading, a half hour or a 1 hour past life reading, go to my website and make the contact, and we'll get together.
Beautiful.
Do a healing like that. This, what I'm doing now, is just opening the door for people into, you know, their hidden areas in the subconscious, so that they can work with it. But very often on these telephone communications that last longer, the healing can actually take place at that time. So I wanted to encourage everybody or anybody, you know, that's having a problem that doesn't seem to be able to overcome it or take care of it or heal it themselves, and maybe finding out what caused it will help. And that's what I'm here for.
Okay, folks, you heard it. And just to let the two callers on the line know, because you didn't tune in at the beginning, Dr. McIntyre can primarily help you if you put forward to her an irrational fear or irrational behavior, so that she can pinpoint a life where that fear or behavior originated from. So please keep that in mind. It's not going to be a general past life reading. We don't have time for that tonight. So I'm going to go to area code 619, and you're the only one from that area code. What is your name, please?
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for taking me on.
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, I've had anxiety over, I guess, just trust, just having trust in men in general, like just every relationship. I mean, I'm still single at my age. I just don't know. Maybe it's my communication, or I don't know. There's some anxiety in that department. I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay. Well, I'm getting some flashbacks. You've had quite a few lifetimes as a nun.
Oh.
Can you relate to that? That would cause, you know, some kind of a break. Relationships.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But there's a reason why you have been a nun for so many times. And my goodness. Oh, I see you're going, or I'm going. We can go to Siam. This is now, what country is this now? It's a different country. Huh?
Okay. I don't know.
Anyhow, it's an ancient. You were a princess of the royal family, the ruling family in Siam, as a matter of fact. And this was all back in like 1500s or something like that, way back. And, I keep trying to think of the name of it now, but that'll be something that it's not relative anyhow, because we are in the era of Siam. And your father was just really devoted to you, just loved you thoroughly. Your mother was a little bit jealous of that love. You had a very good family, and you had the riches, you had the wealth, you had everything, you know, that anybody would want. And it came time for you to consider, you know, getting married and having babies because you were the source of, you know, the next ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And so at a fairly early age, you were like put on the market is what I'm getting, which was really gross, but that's pretty much how they did. They, you know, okay, she's available. You know, anybody
yeah.
that's qualified, you know, line up and let's hear your offer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that you were like 17 or 18. That's pretty young. But, you know, they wanted you to get started. They wanted to be sure you had time to have at least one son, you know, mm-hmm. to take over. And so... So it was almost like auctioning or something. But anyhow, these mm. suitors came, and they, well, you just had to, I don't know if it was the rule then, or, well, women were, you know, tools, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And so you had to act like a tool. You had to be a tool. You had to do pretty much whatever these suitors wanted to do to test you to see if you were wifely, was their excuse. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you feeling
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and so this went on over and over, and sometimes your father would take a real liking to one of them and have them come back. And they would, you know, then would molest you again. And,
oh, my.
Oh, well, then you didn't get what I was saying. Yes.
Oh,
that
now,
was
I, oh, now, now I do, yeah. I mean, wow.
They were using, yeah. They were doing whatever they wanted to test. Well, that's
Jeez.
What they claimed, that supposedly.
Yeah,
what
my
they
father
were
really
doing.
Me. And you said my father
yeah.
really loved me. Wow. One way to go.
Well, sure. He wanted, you know, he wanted to find a partner for you. And, you know, the morals and ethics were entirely different back then.
Well, obviously,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what
happened. And so that's what happened. And
yep.
finally... you just got sick and tired of it, and you just didn't want to
yeah.
do it anymore. So
yeah.
you picked one of them, and that was it. You picked them, and you married them,
and
then you started having babies.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then I was probably unhappy.
What?
You know, I was probably unhappy. So that's probably where the anxiety comes from. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a matter of being happy or unhappy. I mean, you were wealthy. You had everything and anything you
yeah,
ever wanted
everything.
Or needed.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
yeah, you didn't have, you know, like a love relationship or anything like that.
Well,
but, hey,
yeah.
you were happy, you know, because you had everything. And he
uh-huh.
was always off hunting. You know, he didn't care until, you know, he wanted to use you, and then he would come home and use you, and then he would take off again. And
oh,
that God. Was that was life, because you would get pregnant. And so you ended up having six children.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was not a very pleasant memory.
No, I just, no, it doesn't resonate.
Spirit.
Yeah. Thank you.
You thought, oh, my God, I don't know if I ever want to go through that again. And
that's why I'm 47
forward.
And still single. Yeah, that's probably why.
What?
So that's why I'm 47. That's why I'm 47 and still single, so never been married. That's
okay,
probably
well,
why.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Know that that was... an exception, or no, that was not an exception. That was a sign of the times.
Okay.
That's the way it was. And for all the privilege that you had, that was the price that you paid.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that, but that's not done. That's not the way men, well, it shouldn't be the way men court women in this day and age.
Right.
You see?
Yep.
You don't have to put up with that this day and age as you did back then. You had to.
Right. Well, very enlightening. That helps. Thank you.
Good. Well, okay. Well, you work on her then and just, you know, love yourself. Know that you're lovable and you'll attract somebody to love.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay. God bless you, hon.
Thank you, Donna. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless. Well, we lost our other caller, so we're at the end of the show. But let's, before we close, we were talking about overcoming stress earlier in the show. Are there any suggestions that you would like to make, Dr. McIntyre, that might be helpful to our listeners, either live or on the podcast?
Sure. Just don't allow yourself to get stressed.
So
do that. Some people do it through meditation, you know, just relaxing and tuning into beautiful music, perhaps, or just, you know, go through meditation exercises and affirmations, drawing energy into yourself. All that type of thing. But most of all, just live by the golden rule. I have that in all of my books.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to eternal life. That's the key to health, wealth, and happiness. That's the key to everything that's worthwhile in life. Because what you get put out is what you get back. And what you allow people to put into you is what you have to work with. So don't let people be negative around you. Don't, you know, just block that negativity. Stay positive. Affirm, you know, a beautiful day ahead of you. Be grateful for having a beautiful day ahead of you. And then proceed into that day. And I think you'll find, and don't listen to the TV right now. I think it's probably the best suggestion.
I hear you. Well, that's wonderful. I think that would be so helpful to people if they do follow the golden rule.
Uh-huh.
And keep their, and thereby simplifying their lives, because they're not going to create karma, and you know, it can really pave the way to happiness and a sense of well-being and being true to yourself and being true to your fellow quote-unquote man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me tonight, and please stay on the line after I conclude the show, because I want to discuss the next date that I'd like to schedule with you in May.
In May? Not until May?
No, I have you booked two more times before then, but I'm already booking April, and I want to make sure I get you on the schedule in May.
All righty, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome, and hang in there until we finish closing. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.